Audible lets you enjoy all your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. They offer an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. And when it comes to thrillers, they have you covered for any type of excitement you're looking for. With celebrity narration, multicast productions, with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks, you will be sure to find a compelling audio title. The book I've been checking out lately is called Devil Makes Three. It's by Ben Fountain. It's extraordinarily well written, and it takes you into Haiti in the 1990s. And obviously, the narrative has a lot of extra punch right now, given what's happening on the ground in Haiti as we speak. Highly recommend this book. Ben Fountain is an incredible writer. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/10% or text 10% to 500-500. That's audible.com/10% or text 10% to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. audible.com/TENPERCENT.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.com/welcome to now.
This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Happy Friday, everybody. Time for a bonus meditation. The classic image of a meditator is somebody sitting down, maybe in lotus position, maybe in a chair. But you don't actually have to be sitting still in order to meditate. You can be meditating while moving. And our teacher du jour, Diana Winston, is going to talk you through staying mindful while out on a brisk walk. A little bit more about Diana. She's the director of mindfulness education at UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center, and she's the author of several books, including Fully Present. Here we go now with Diana Winston.
Hi, this is Diana, and here's a meditation for when you're taking a walk. People often think you have to do mindful walking at a slow pace, but that's not true at all. We can be aware at any pace. We might pay attention to different things when we're walking quickly than when we're doing it slowly, but it's still a wonderful way to meditate. When we're walking at a quick pace, there are lots of things to pay attention to, and it's another excellent time to practice being aware. So let's do this together now. Let's go for a walk. As we start our walk, there's no need to have any particular agenda. Oftentimes when I walk around my neighborhood, my mind starts out lost in thinking. Maybe I'm worrying about the day or something that's coming up, and I just let myself think. It's okay. So give yourself a little bit of time to even feel ready to start the meditation. We can start with a very focused practice, noticing the sensations in our feet and legs. Since we're at a brisk pace, it's likely you're not noticing in a very detailed way, but you can feel your feet hitting the ground. Left, right, or stepping, stepping. When I'm walking quickly, I mostly notice the touch of the bottom of my feet on the ground. If you want to use a mental label, you could say left, right, or stepping, stepping. Just say it very softly in your mind if it helps you stay connected to the steps. So try this for a while, feeling your feet hit the ground, maybe noticing sensations in your calves, ankles, and knees. And then if and when your attention wanders, see if you can bring it back to the sensations in your feet and legs. Now let's shift our focus. You've been doing a very focused walking practice where your attention is focused just in your feet. But now can you notice your body moving through space? You might generally feel the forward motion of your body or the air rushing past you. So you've shifted your attention from focus sensations to the whole body moving. Let's try being aware of that. We'll take some time to practice this now. Just see if you can relax and be here, present in the midst of life. This is natural awareness. So just resting and being. At some point, it's time to end the meditation and stop walking. Notice your mind as you bring the practice to an end. How do you feel? How does your body feel? Thank you for your practice. See you next time.
Thank you, Diana. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them may very well surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everybody, including her own mom, that the name sounded like a dive bar. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failure, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more business content like this, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many, many more. Wondery means business.